Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Verizon Communications, one of the largest telecommunications companies in the world, known for its extensive wireless network and broadband services. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Verizon has been a major player in the telecommunications industry for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do bias, like status quo bias and loss aversion, influence their decision making, especially in areas like network investment and customer engagement?
Status quo bias is particularly relevant to Verizon's approach to its core services such as wireless and broadband. The company has a long-standing reputation for network reliability and customer service, which has led to a strong inclination to maintain and enhance these existing services. This bias towards maintaining the status quo helps Verizon retain its customer base and ensures that its network remains a critical infrastructure in the telecommunications industry. However, it can also slow down the company's adaptation to new consumer preferences, such as the shift towards 5G and growing demand for digital services. Loss aversion also plays a significant role in Verizon's strategy, particularly in how the company manages its capital investments. Verizon has invested heavily in its network infrastructure, including the rollout of 5G, to protect its market share and avoid losing customers to competitors. This focus on avoiding financial losses drives Verizon to prioritize investments that will ensure the continued reliability and competitiveness of its network, even as the telecommunications landscape evolves.
And this focus on maintaining core strengths while investing in new technologies has helped Verizon sustain its leadership position in the telecommunications industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value reliability and innovation.
Exactly. Verizon's strategic use of status quo bias in maintaining its network and loss aversion in capital investment appeals to investors looking for a company that is committed to long-term stability and growth in a critical infrastructure sector. However, this approach also means that Verizon must carefully balance the need to innovate with the importance of maintaining its established market position, particularly as the industry shifts towards 5G and digital transformation.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Verizon. As a global telecommunications company, DEI is particularly important for Verizon. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Verizon's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in an industry where inclusivity and representation are increasingly important to both employees and customers. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Verizon's ability to connect with a diverse customer base and create a work environment that fosters innovation and creativity. A commitment to DEI allows Verizon to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the telecommunications industry. For investors, Verizon's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Verizon build stronger relationships with customers, partners, and communities, which is vital for long-term success in the global market.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in telecommunications, where the ability to serve diverse markets and foster innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and customer engagement strategies, Verizon not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Verizon primarily operates in the U.S. but it has a significant presence in international markets through its enterprise solutions and partnerships. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Verizon's global strategy involves leveraging its strengths in network reliability and customer service while adapting its solutions to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Verizon's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as data privacy laws and telecommunications standards, allows it to maintain a strong presence in global markets. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with geopolitical instability, regulatory changes, and economic fluctuations. By ensuring that its services are relevant and compliant in different regions, Verizon can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Verizon, especially as they face competition from both local telecom providers and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Verizon's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the telecommunications industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global technology standards, data privacy regulations, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Verizon to other companies in the telecommunications industry, like at T-Mobile and Comcast. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Verizon's dynamics are often compared to other telecommunications giants like at T-Mobile and Comcast, particularly in their approach to network investment, customer engagement, and market expansion. Verizon's strength lies in its leadership in network reliability and its comprehensive range of wireless and broadband services, which appeals to investors looking for stability and long-term growth in a critical infrastructure sector. With its focus on both telecommunications and media content through its ownership of WarnerMedia appeals to investors interested in a company that balances traditional telecom with media services. T-Mobile, known for its aggressive marketing and customer acquisition strategies, attracts those looking for a company that is rapidly expanding its market share in the U.S. Comcast, with its diversified portfolio across cable, broadband, and content through NBCUniversal, appeals to investors looking for a company that is deeply embedded in both media and telecommunications. Verizon's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for reliability, strong customer relationships, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the telecommunications industry.
And unlike T-Mobile, which is heavily focused on customer acquisition and market disruption, Verizon's strength lies in its network reliability and long-standing customer relationships, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Verizon, the focus on network leadership, customer loyalty, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the telecommunications industry.
To sum up, Verizon's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their network investment strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Verizon's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.